You're listening to Rhema for Today.
I was shaving, getting ready to go. On the inside of me, and I recognize it as being the Lord speaking to me, because He's in there, you see. And on the inside of me, there was something, as we say sometimes, that said, do you think that I would require you to do something that I wouldn't do? And I sort of, you know, let that get by me first, you know, just went on shaving, got my mind off on something else. And again, on the inside of me, in my spirit, you see, again, there was this inward voice that said, do you think that I would require you to do something that I wouldn't be willing to do? And I let it get by me the second time and the third time. And so I finally just spoke right out loud. By then, I was tying my tie, you see, and getting ready to put my coat on and head for the church. When again, on the inside of me, this inward voice said, and I recognize it being the Lord, do you think I would require you to do something that I wouldn't be willing to do?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
No, I'm going to return good for evil. I don't know about you. I'm just not going to permit any kind of animosity, ill will, or wrong feelings. You see, a lot of times when we think about sin, too many times we think about sins of the flesh. And we think, you know, that that's terrible. Somebody rob a bank. Somebody to commit adultery. Oh, isn't that awful? God will judge you quicker on spiritual sins than He will physical sins. Now, did you hear me?
Amen.
I know, because Jesus said that to me one time when He's talking to me. It shocked me, but that's absolutely the truth. See, we are so in the natural, we get oriented to the natural, but He'll judge you. You can get by a lot of times for a while on some physical sins, but He'll judge you quicker on spiritual sins than He will physical sins. You see, you can't always, I can't see the attitude of your heart, but God can.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that right? People can act right on the outside, but on the inside, oh, brother. But He sees all that. Now, we need some balance along this line about sin. Because, see, a lot of people let the devil harass them about wrongdoing and past mistakes and past failures and past sins and rob them of their faith and rob them of their healing and rob them of the blessings that God intended that they should have. Well, I know this much. If you look back, we can all see where we missed it. Somebody said hindsight's better than foresight. And sometime when we thought we was just doing real well. I mean, right at the moment, we thought, boy, we were just doing it. But then as we look back, we almost get embarrassed. I know I pastored nearly 12 years. And I know some of these churches that I pastored and went on to pastor another church. Man, I thought I just did an excellent job. I thought, man, I really did it. But after I grew a little bit spiritual and looked back, I almost hide my face, you know, in shame. I said, dear God, dear God, dear God. Amen. And so it's certainly true that as we look back, you see, we can let the devil defeat us, or even if we missed it. I was holding a meeting a certain place one time, and a man, in fact, in a church, you see. And one of the men in the church, a businessman, he needed healing, desperate condition, really. Incurable, as far as doctors are concerned. He's a businessman. The doctor said that he ought to just sell his business, you know, and get out of it. If he didn't, he'd probably die within 6 months' time. If he'd sell his business and get out of it, you know, and just stay on the medication, rest, he might live another 2 years, about the best they could offer him. Well, he had been into different healing meetings and different, I guess, probably the most outstanding healing evangelist in the world had laid hands on him. I came to his home church to hold a meeting, and I'd laid hands on him, and he didn't get healed. Well, he kept wanting to talk to me. Well, when you're running two services a day, you just don't have a lot of time to talk. You can talk yourself out, and then when you come to the services, you're all talked out. People need to realize that. And so I said to him finally, I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Because I had something else to do. And he was at his business in the daytime anyway. See, he couldn't be in the day services. That's what he needed was the teaching, really. I said, tomorrow night, I don't have time to talk tonight, but tomorrow night I'll come early and I'll meet you over here in the pastor's office and I'll talk to you. Well, I came early. We met in the pastor's study. And so he began to tell me, first of all about his physical condition and this heart condition and how that the specialist had said that he, if he stayed with the business, they would encourage him to sell his business. Just get out of it. Just stay home. Rest, you know. And he might live another 2 years. If he stayed on, he could just fall dead in his business any day. And how everybody had prayed for him and laid hands on him, and I'd laid hands on him I don't know how many times. And no healing. Well, now, as I got in my car and started toward the church, going a little bit earlier that night to especially meet him, well, really going back a little bit further, while I was shaving, getting ready to go, on the inside of me, and I recognize it as being the Lord speaking to me, because he's in there, you see. Amen. And on the inside of me, there was something, as we say sometimes, that said, do you think that I would require you to do something that I wouldn't do? And I sort of, let that get by me first, just went on shaving, got my mind off on something else. And again, on the inside of me, in my spirit, you see, again, there was this inward voice that said, do you think that I would require you to do something that I wouldn't be willing to do? And I let it get by me the second time and the third time. And so I finally just spoke right out loud. By then, I was tying my tie, you see, and getting ready to put my coat on and head for the church. And when again, on the inside of me, this inward voice said, and I recognize it being the Lord, do you think I would require you to do something that I wouldn't be willing to do? And I just spoke right out loud and said, why, certainly not. No, you wouldn't require us, me, or us as a Christians, or as the church, to do something that you wouldn't be willing to do. It would be unjust, it'd be wrong. Amen. And thought no more about it. I got in my car and headed toward the church. And as I'm driving along, really thinking about the message I'm going to preach, not particularly thinking about this gentleman I'm going to talk to, but thinking about my message. And I like to keep my mind on it, sort of, you see, and I'm getting ready. And so he said, again on the inside of me, he said, remember I said to Peter when he asked me, how often, Lord, should I forgive my brother? Till seven times? And I said, not till seven times, but till seven times 70. That's 490 times. And all that was in one day. And I'd read that, hundreds of times, but this never really dawned on me that way. And then again, this inward voice said, and James 5:14 said, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him anoint all in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And we'd always quoted that part of the verse. But this inward voice quoted the rest of it. And if they have committed sins, not a sin, plural sins, it shall be forgiven them. And I wonder, what in the world is the Lord talking to me like that for? Well, as soon as I got there, this fellow started talking, I understood. Now, he said he'd been saved and baptized with the Holy Ghost for 37 years. Now, Brother Hagin, he said, but I'll tell you, I'll tell you just why my faith don't work. In fact, he just stood there and talked himself out of healing, talked me out of his healing, talked God out of his healing. In fact, he just said that he is sure God wouldn't heal him. He knows it's in the Bible, but he wouldn't heal anybody like him. Because as I look back over these 37 years, I've just missed it in so many ways and failed in so many ways, And all the devil just remind him of all of those things. Well, I saw then what the Lord was doing was getting me ready to help, giving me scripture that would give to that guy. And I gave them to him and I said to him, well, now just what awful sins have you committed? How many banks have you robbed? How many lies have you told? Well, he said, Brother Hagin, really, they're not sins of commission. It's mostly sins of omission. I'm a businessman. I made good money through these 37 years. I could have done more than just pay tithes, and sometimes didn't even do that. I could have put more money in the church. I could have given more money to missions. I could have prayed more. I could have witnessed in my business to people more for God. It's mostly sins of omission. And I gave him these scriptures the Lord gave me, you see. Praise God. And laid hands on him there in the study, and he is completely healed. There he was about to retire from his business, and I guess he's somewhere between 55 and 60. Years later, I was preaching in that part of the country. And blessed be God, somebody said, you know, Mr. So-and-so is retired. I think he's about 82, and he'd finally sold his business 15, 20 years later. Now, he was about to let the devil defeat him, you see, because of past mistakes and past failures and past wrongdoing. But as I said to him, well, you asked the Lord to forgive you, didn't you? Yeah. Well, I said, he forgave you. Praise God, they're all gone. Don't drag them up. Amen. Don't drag them up. Now, right on the other hand, if you're going to persist in continuing to practice sin and wrongdoing, you're going to get into trouble. Because if you don't judge yourself, God, sooner or later, will have to judge you. The Bible said, if we judge ourselves, we'll not be judged. Now, what does that mean if we judge ourselves? That means if we've done wrong or if we do wrong, that we face up to it and say, now that's wrong. I judge that. And I'm going to put that away and not do that anymore. And we judge ourselves and we refuse to practice or live in sin.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I want to talk to you. You hear me say all the time, thank you for helping us. I'm talking to our Rhema partners, the ones who have partnered with us. Well, what is a partner? It's someone that prays regularly for us and then yes. sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send,
yes.
to help us support Rhema around the world.
Yes.
And you can, if you'd like to join, you can go to rhema.org/WPC and become a partner. And you that are partners, we really want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.